More now on this recording that has been attributed to Osama bin Laden. We're going to talk with Mamoun Fandi, who is an Egyptian political scientist and an expert on Islamist political movements. Mamoun Fandi, first of all, general reactions to this tape. Does it strike you as Osama bin Laden?
I'm extremely suspicious of this tape for various reasons. One, it is the voice that doesn't strike me as that of Osama bin Laden. Also, I'm very suspicious of the timing. This is something that came immediately after the UN resolution on Iraq. And if, as they say, Osama is in Peshawar or in Kandahar, I'm not sure if there is a Federal Express that can deliver that to Al Jazeera overnight. And also, there are various groups now who are into the business of Bin Laden sightings and something a la Elvis, you know, that there are Bin Laden impersonators and so on and so forth. It's becoming now in the Middle East a cottage industry.
First, when you talk about just the voice, Osama bin Laden is somebody whom you've, you interviewed him at one point.
Yes.
And there's something that you hear that's inauthentic about this tape.
There is something that strikes me inauthentic in terms of the style as well as the voice. I mean, the style of delivery as well as the syntax, the way the sentence structure, the way Osama speaks.
How so? I mean, what is something that strikes your ear as being not entirely Osama bin Laden's form of address?
When Osama is always in every sentence, there is a quote from the Quran. There is, if you look at something that Osama actually did, which is the declaration of jihad against the infidels, there is a preamble that's basically about issues of right and wrong in the world. That's basically an Islamic message. And throughout, I mean, the mention of the United States or the mention of the Zionists, as he said, does not really occur many times in the text. It occurs very few times. It's an almost a statement of Islamic jurisprudence, of conviction. But this is something very rampant. This is the rhetoric of Arab nationalism rather than the rhetoric of Islamism.
And the things that this tape does say that would strike you that way in particular and that seem awkward to you coming from the mouth of Osama bin Laden would be what, for example?
There are very specific things. Bush as the Pharaoh. Mm-hmm. I mean, this is sort of more of a biblical rather than a Quranic statement. This is something that I haven't seen in the writings of Osama bin Laden's of the past.
Vilifying someone as a pharaoh.
No, that's not in keeping with him. The idea of Rumsfeld, the butcher of Vietnam, and all of that, that's not a concern of bin Laden.
The Vietnam War would not figure in his view of the crimes of history.
That wouldn't be something that he would be concerned about it, because the Vietnamese and Rumsfeld, both of them in the minds of bin Laden, are infidels and they are non-Muslims and so on.
I mean, what do you suspect? Iraqi disinformation, perhaps, to try to link the war against Iraq now with a broader Islamic cause?
I think there are various intelligence agencies in the Middle East and maybe around the world that hate this country and try very much to unnerve us by a statement from Osama once in a while. But as an expert on this, I think I'm very suspicious that Osama is with us in this world.
Well, Mamoun Fandi, thank you very much for talking with us today.
Thank you, Robert.
Mamoun Fandi is a scholar of Islamist politics. He's also the author of Saudi Arabia and the Politics of Dissent.